Russia. Remember, it's *464*2#. Only on a dollar mega box.
Yo, what up, what it do? I go by the name of Nazong, aka Dottie Dong,
inclusivity in the limitation process. The Pisa Town Council chairperson seeks to remain vacant until 2026 polls. In international news, UAE aid ships are reached Egypt as Gaza crossings open amid ongoing violence. And in fourth news, Ankara FC suffers setback as poor Celtic recalled Banda.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Leadership Movement President Richard Sulumbe has called for transparency and stakeholder engagement as the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, begins the legal limitation process of constituencies and wards ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking within an interview, Dr. Sulumbe emphasized that the process of withdrawing electoral boundaries must be inclusive to ensure that the final outcome reflects the will of the people and promotes fair representation. He urged ECZ to provide clear timelines and allow for enhanced public consultations. Dr. Sulumbe has warned that any lack of openness in the process can lead to suspicions which might undermine public confidence in the upcoming elections. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Zambia encouraged members of the public to submit suggestions on constituency boundaries and names during the consultation period running from February 16th to February 26th.
We want to see transparency in terms of delimitation. We want to ensure that every area, especially areas that have had the fewer number of MPs, such as Mutinga, Northern Province, they should be the priority in delimitation. Because we are not going to accept the fact that other strongholds of theirs are the ones that are undergoing delimitation, while others are not undergoing delimitation. So those are the points of concern that we have. We are yet to see the list.
Acting Leader of Government, Business and Parliament, Jack Mungu, has announced that there will be no by-election in Pita following the death of the Ayres Town Council chairperson, Morgan Musoma. Mr. Mungu said the election is based on the law, which does not allow the holding of by-elections within 180 days before the general election. Mr. Mungu explained that with the country heading towards the next general election, the legal time frame makes it impossible to conduct a by-election in Mpita. He said the provision is meant to ensure order and avoid unnecessary electoral processes close to a general election period. Mr. Mungu expressed condolences to the family of the late Mr. Musoma and the people of Mpita, saying that government remains guided by the Constitution and the Electoral Act. The seat will therefore remain vacant until the next general election, as the deputy mayor will continue to act. Within a separate development, Delumo Zambia Limited has announced its return as the main sponsor of the Miss Universe Zambia, reaffirming its commitment to youth empowerment and leadership development. The announcement was made during a joint event of the sponsorship and signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for 2026. Speaking at the event, Delumo Zambia Chief Executive Officer Jimmy Mutindu said the renewed partnership follows the success of last year's collaboration, during which the company sponsored a vehicle for the pageant, noting that the partnership with Miss Universe Zambia has shown the positive impact that can be achieved when shared values align. He described Miss Universe Zambia as more than a beauty pageant, highlighting its role in nurturing confidence, leadership, advocacy, and social responsibility among young women, while preparing them to become agents of change and ambassadors for Zambia on the global stage. Mr. Mutindu also revealed that Delumo Zambia will increase its support for contestants, moving from sponsoring one vehicle last year to two vehicles this year.
Our decision to sponsor Miss Universe Zambia for a second time is driven by our strong belief in the power of community and empowerment. At Delumo Zambia, we recognize that true development happens when individuals are given opportunities to grow, live, such as resume Zambia do exactly that by measuring confidence, leadership, advocate, and social responsibility among young women.
And National Director for Big Five Pageants in Zambia and CEO of Arms Model Management Zambia, Alice Roland Musukwa, announced that for the first time in the country, a male pageant will be introduced to provide young men with an opportunity to showcase their talent and represent Zambia internationally. The inaugural Mr. Supranational Zambia 2026 will see one lucky winner take home a Jalumu vehicle. Ms. Musukwa paid tribute to Jalumu Zambia for its unwavering support throughout the 2025 season, noting that although the company initially committed to sponsoring only Miss Universe Zambia, its contribution went far beyond what was outlined in the sponsorship agreement, describing the gesture as a clear sign of belief in the vision and growth of the pageant. She also thanked the company for its patience and understanding, acknowledging that the early stages of such partnerships often come with challenges.
So, as you all know, Miss Universe is the biggest pageant on the platform. But again, we have one powerful platform for the gents. And for the first time in Zambia, we will be having a pageant for guys. And to encourage more men to come out and represent Zambia and understand that modeling is not only about females. This year, another car goes to Mr. Supranational 2026. So if you are a guy right there and you'd love to join, this is your time.
A Livingston-based Patriotic Front member, Moa Chilufya, has dismissed claims of multiple Tonse alliances, insisting that there is only one legitimate alliance led by Gideon Luvinda. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Chilufya said former President Edgar Lungu appointed Mr. Luvinda as Vice President of the Patriotic Front and later designated him to act as party president and head of the Tonse Alliance when he went to South Africa for medical attention, where he later died. He explained that the Tonse Alliance was conceived as a strategic platform to accommodate various political parties, enabling the Patriotic Front to remain politically active amid what he described as pressure from the UPND government. Mr. Chilufya noted that the alliance has previously adopted other political parties as vehicles during by-elections, citing the Petaunke and Chawama by-elections, where allied parties were used to contest and secure victories. He further maintained that under the alliance constitution, the Patriotic Front cannot be expelled from the Tonse Alliance, stressing that the matter is non-negotiable. Mr. Chilufya rejected claims by another grouping purporting to be the Tonse Alliance, saying it does not represent the alliance as established under the leadership of the late former president, Edgar Lungu.
There is only one Tonse Alliance, and this is the Tonse Alliance that is being led by Gideon Luvinda. Edgar Lungu created the Tonse Alliance as the garage to host the political parties, as many as possible, so that if there is a by-election, the concept of Tonse Alliance is to pick any political party there, so that the PF can ride on that political party. And that is exactly what we are going to do. If at all they don't hand over the documents to the party of plan, we shall go for plan B. But what you should know is that this, according to the rules, there is no way you can expel the Patriotic Front from the Tonse Alliance. The constitution is very clear. The Tonse Alliance led by Honorable Brandon, I think that Tonse Alliance doesn't represent the true alliance that was left by His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chakwadum.
And now within international news this evening, the UAE aid and field hospital vessels have arrived at the port of Arish in Egypt's North Sinai, just miles from the Rafah crossing, as humanitarian access into Gaza remains limited. The delivery comes on the fourth day of the partial reopening of Gaza's key gateway, carrying critical medical supplies and emergency assistance for Palestinians facing severe shortages. UAE Ambassador to Egypt, Hamad Al-Zabi, said the shipment underscores the urgency of expanding aid flows. Speaking at the port, Al-Zabi said that the secure humanitarian shipment includes more than 4,000 tons of medical and food supplies sent to support Palestinians in Gaza ahead of the holy month of Ramadan. Meanwhile, Palestinians continue to cross through Rafah following its long-awaited partial reopening, describing an exhausting and difficult journey. Patients requiring urgent medical care abroad are also being transferred through the crossing for evacuation. Medical teams on the Egyptian side say arrivals have been steady since their reopening. Orthopedic surgeon Mohamed Samir said patients have been arriving in batches over the past 2 days, with new cases continuing to reach hospitals daily from the crossing.